life's a bitch and you can't win.
Money is the root of evil. Never, never question why. Money is the root of evil. Work all day until you die.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my ball.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, it's RBCP. This is the Snowplow Show. I'm going to do a show. It's going to be a short show. It's a Sunday morning show. Got a few requests. And I don't know, I guess I'll just go to Yelp after that, because I don't have that many requests today. Not that are ready, anyway. I have to, like, check the numbers and make sure you guys aren't sending me cop numbers and stuff like that. Okay, so before we get started, let's do this whole Facebook mobbing thing. Today we're going to do a place called Dogtown Care Center. It's some sort of pet sitting business, I guess. It seems to be a fairly active Facebook account. There are 235 likes. And there's lots of pictures of dogs. This one was submitted by Gregory. He says I should also prank them, and that sucks because I probably can't prank them on a Sunday. I'm going to guess that they're not around, but if they're babysitting dogs, maybe they have to be around, you know, so maybe there will be somebody there. What the hell, I'm going to call them right now. Don't they have to be there, though? Like, just to come in and check on the dogs once or twice? Or they just leave them in cages? It's kind of weird. Yeah, they're not there. Sorry, Gregory, I'll never call that one now. I was gonna steal the Stacy idea and say, I'm with the homeless shelter. We need some food. So this morning I got woken up by my answering machine hacking system. I don't know if somebody figured out how to turn up the volume on one of the machines, or maybe we just hit the button, because, you know, it's on our gaming cabinet thing. We're always throwing things on top of it. But yeah, early this morning, soon after I woke up, I was laying in bed, checking emails on my phone, and I hear a stranger downstairs making race car noises. I jumped up and ran downstairs and turned down the volume. Thanks, whoever did that to me. It was hilarious. So Game Exchange has got to be open. This one's in Indiana. This is a submission from a guy named Dick. He wants me to say I'm from the corporate office at GameStop and say that I'm going to buy all of the video games to sell them at GameStop from Game Exchange. Because they are competing with GameStop, and the employees at this Game Exchange hate GameStop. I don't know if he works there, or... yeah, he must know somebody there at least. But this is a Game Exchange. I'm supposed to buy up their entire inventory.
Game Exchange, it's Cody.
Hey, this is Daryl from the GameStop.
And,
hey, look, we've been sending in secret shoppers, you know, to your store to and talk to your employees and stuff, and we've noticed that you guys are really quick to just badmouth us and stuff, and, you know, that's pretty much slander, defamation of character, mm-hmm. And if you don't stop, we're going to do something about it. We're going to file a lawsuit against each and every one of you.
Okay.
So you need to stop talking bad about us.
Honestly, I haven't noticed anything about that, but that is not something you should take up with me. That would be the manager.
I'll take it up with the people that are talking shit about us. You know, maybe you can learn how to run your business without slandering others. You know, obviously, you guys are afraid of competition if you're going to just talk shit about us all the time.
Okay, well, I think a personal call to the store isn't going to help the situation, but... okay.
Well, I'm just letting you know that we know that you're doing it. We're sending in spies to talk to you guys, and you, mm-hmm. you know, you say bad things about us. We're going to know about it.
Okay.
Just so you know.
just out of a professional standpoint, this isn't very professional at all.
Well, you're not very professional talking shit about our employees and our store and saying we have worse prices. And I think one of the employees there called Terry a child molester. Terry's not a child molester. That's ridiculous.
Okay, well, you're taking this up with the wrong person, bud.
Okay, well, maybe you can just pass along the message for everyone to just watch their backs.
Okay, well, again, from another professional standpoint, what you're saying is not professional at all.
Yeah, well, your slander is not professional. All the things you say about us is not professional. So I'm allowed
and
to not be professional.
And you're pinpointing me with it, and I'm sorry, but it's not coming from me.
Well, put someone else on the phone. Yeah, sure. No, pretty much everyone there is talking shit about us.
Glad you think that, because that's not true.
I'm sure you're going to pretend that you're not doing it, but whatever. We know
okay.
It's you.
Well, this has been a fun conversation.
I know
all,
you're the ringleader.
Someone who is a... Yeah, totally. All right. I'm going to go now, so have a
good
day.
Good. Hang up. Go talk bad about us to customers. Yeah, that sucked. I'm going to save that for some other time. I'll call during the day when a real manager's there, and I'll actually do what you said next time. Hi, Jag TV.
Hello. I have a few shout-outs to give.
Great.
Shout-out to Carlito.
Great.
Shout-out to Horse Machine.
Great.
Shout-out to Mr. Clay. Why are you doing this so fucking early?
It's not that early. It's 11 here.
It's actually 2:06 p.m. here, so it's all good. Shout-out to Sloth.
It's a morning show.
Shout-out to Akasapaka.
It's Akspa.
I don't care. I don't really care. It's too early.
Actually, I'm told I pronounced that wrong, but I don't know. That's what I call him.
Oh, I always pronounce it wrong. Oh, well. Your show sucks so far. So
does your talk time with Jag. It's like...
Oh, that was terrible.
It's like, two teenagers just filming themselves in a field.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to jump on a wall.
We tried to get on the roof, but, you know.
Yeah. It's nice that you've made a show about your failure.
Yeah. That's my life. That's what I do on YouTube.
All right. Good job.
Oh, shit. All right. Have fun with your show.
Thanks, Jag TV.
Bye.
Honestly, his show was actually the best thing I've ever watched. I'm just jealous. Maybe if I remember, I'll put a link in the show. All right. So nothing but failures, including that call from Jag. Nothing but failures on this show. Sundays are going to be... like mandatory failures. Whenever I do Sunday shows, nothing but failures. That's the new thing. That's my Sunday thing. Somebody has a challenge for me. They want me to call a Rite Aid drug store and pharmacy, and they want me to get them to put a sign on the blood pressure machine that says "Do not use. This will kill you." Could say there's a virus in it, I guess. This is something I should do off the air and edit it together, because this is going to be so boring. It's going to be them making a sign. Yeah, fuck this shit. I'm going to do this off the air and just play the recording. It's not that I'm afraid of the challenge, it's just that it's going to be boring. I'm going to be convincing them about a virus and making them put a sign, and I'll spend lots of time on hold while they make a sign, if they even do it, which they probably won't. So yeah, fuck that shit.
Captain Kirk went to the planet, and there he fought the man lizard. He saved the ship, invented the gunpowder, but that's just not good enough for you, is it? No, you don't want.
have things fixed. Maybe. Still nothing good on Yelp. Someone checked in an Albertsons. I wonder if someone would answer a page at Albertsons.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Albertsons Save. Thank you for calling Albertsons. This is Amy. How may I help you?
Hi. Is there any way I could page a customer who's in there right now? like to come to the phone, you know?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, her name's Robin Fry.
Robin Fry?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I'll put you on hold and give me 1 second.
Okay, thanks.
All right. No problem.
This is about shingles and other immunizations.
All right, now we get to listen to Albertson's hold music.
This Father's Day,
woo-hoo.
Dad's heart.
Maybe Robin Fry needs a shopping spree.
Big knife set when you buy any three.
Hello?
Hi, is this Robin?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Oh, thank God you answered. This is John from the corporate office with Albertsons.
Yes.
It looks like you left your cum rags at my house last night.
Pardon me?
You left your cum rags at my house last night. Cum rags, ma'am. Do you understand? Robin? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. What happened to Robin? I was talking to her.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Oh, this is Jared from the corporate office with Albertsons.
Jared from the corporate office with Albertsons.
Hello? All right, I guess I can hang up. I'm not going to get Robin back on the phone. So the only one to put anything in the chat room was a guy named Assrag, and he told me to say that, so I said that. And all right, thanks. Thanks, Assrag. I will hold on to Robin's Twitter, and maybe she will say something hilarious on Twitter. I just got the craziest call. Let's see, what else is there on Yelp, on the Yelps? If anyone wants to call in, the Skype is Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show on Skype, except for Jag. Jag's already called in. Also, I have not received any PLA voicemails in a long time, like weeks. What the hell, people? The voicemail number is 814-422-5309. If you want to leave a voicemail, and I'll play it on the show, maybe. But nobody calls it anymore, probably because I don't ever tell anyone what it is. I just expect people to figure it out. Hi, palindrome. Hi, palindrome.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Since you didn't pick up right away, I put Delaware on the line, too. Hi, Delaware.
Hi.
Hello, Delaware.
Who's that?
That's palindrome.
Palindrome.
Hi, palindrome.
He's the host of today's show.
Yes.
Oh, is he?
You haven't heard him on today?
You should get on Xbox.
Okay.
And play Halo 4.
Okay, yeah.
Or actually Halo 3.
I love some Halo 4.
Yeah.
So what are you guys up to?
Minecraft.
Drugs.
Okay.
And drugs.
You did your homework.
That's a good combination.
Minecraft and drugs.
Someone in the chat room said I need to check on the Facebook mobbing thing. The Facebook mobbing thing that I'm going to quit doing because, I don't know, it's getting kind of boring, I think. But maybe my mind will be changed. After reading the amazing posts on the Dogtown Care Center. Alright, here it goes. There's nothing. Nothing. I should have read earlier. I bet you they noticed and started deleting them. So thanks for anyone who posted things, but it's being deleted. Everything in this show is a big failure, including the Facebook mob. There are some reviews. The reviews are way down on the page. I don't think anyone's even going to see them. But someone named Russell. I love Dogtown Care Center. They always take the best care of my dog, and I know I can trust everyone there. However, I've recently developed a particular concern with their services ever since taking my dog there. Holy crap, get to the point, Russell. He's become increasingly sexually aggressive. It began with him attempting to bite and hump other dogs, but then grew to mounting human males. He would find homeless men in the park, and he would make dog sex on their assholes for hours at a time, sometimes more. 5 stars! That's a nice 5-star review. JagTV says he brought his dog there, and they told me they don't help humans. He would be 5 stars, but he's a rebel. He did 4 stars. They took good care of my cactus cross, John says. 5 stars. They trained my dog to attack colored people on sight. Thanks, Dogtown Care Center. 5 stars from Dick Manning. Hawaiian says, I sent my doge to the center the other day. After I got my doge back from them, my doge learned how to meow instead. Amazing! Cactus, beware, they put my dog in as their glory hole attendant. Use at your own risk. These are mean. You guys are being mean. Girlfriend brought the pup here. When she took it in was a German shepherd, but dog she returned with was a poodle. A nude poodle. Doesn't matter. Still great experience. 5 stars. And that's it for the reviews. I'm sure the people at Dogtown Care Center are laughing hysterically at those reviews. You know, there's a dog care center here in Albany, in the town where I live. It seems like it's like the same type of place. And there was this big controversy with this dog that they had staying there. The police had taken the dog, and the dog was going to be put to sleep because he attacked a kid's face because the kid got up next to his dog bowl or something. So, big controversy is in the paper every day, and I don't know, it's kind of sad. They're going to put this dog asleep because some kid was trying to steal his food, some little kid, and someone broke into the dog place in the middle of the night. They broke in, stole the dog, and we've never seen it since. Thought that was pretty hilarious and awesome that someone would do that. It's like breaking and entering to save a dog's life. Dino says to play voicemails. Thanks for reminding me that there are no voicemails, Dino. Hey, Axe Spa.
Hi, Arby.
Is that how I pronounce your name?
Yes.
Okay. Yay. I pronounced something right. It's not like when I try to pronounce Mr. Clay.
I can't even pronounce it.
Yeah. It'd be like 12 syllables or something, right? The way I'm supposed to pronounce it?
I think so.
Stupid Mr. Clay.
I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, hi, Axpa.
And thank you for the cactuses.
I'm going to go back to what I was doing 2 weeks ago. Have you ever been arrested?
No, I have not.
Oh. Have you ever been hassled by the police?
No.
Really? That's weird. Do you ever go outside?
Not really, no.
How old are you?
28.
Oh, that's weird. I was hassled by the police all the time. By the time I was 28.
Well, those goody... Yeah, I don't do anything that attracts attention.
Fucking weirdo.
Yep.
Bye.
Daisy Dukes Express.
Hi, could
how
I page...
Help?
Oh, hello. Could I page a customer who's in there right now?
Could you what?
Could I have a customer come to the phone? Her name's Rebecca Nicole.
What'd they look like?
She's very young and has blondish hair. You know, she's like maybe 18 or 19.
They want a customer
name. Oh, God. You know, make some decisions yourself.
What do you want me to do? Daisy Lucas Press, can I help you?
Hi. Oh, I think she's out paging a customer for me.
Okay, what's the name of the customer, sir?
Her name's Rebecca Nicole.
Rebecca Nicole?
Yep.
Can you describe her a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I did for that other lady. Oh, you want me to again?
Yes, please.
Okay, she has blonde hair, and I don't know, she's around 18 or 19, maybe.
18, 19, blonde hair.
Yep.
Okay, let me look around the restaurant. 1 second, okay?
Okay. This place is called Daisy Dukes Express. It's the name of the restaurant. They have veggie stuff. They have gumbo. Oh, it's in New Orleans. Of course they have gumbo.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yes.
Hey, it's Greg. I'm with the regional office for Daisy Dukes Express.
Uh-huh.
And you drove there, right?
No, we didn't drive.
Okay, thank God, because the parking's really bad today, and we wanted to make sure you didn't drive.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. It looks like we've got, you know, our cameras detected your face and everything, and you're on our list of people that are not allowed to be in there because of the problems you caused last time you were there.
I've never been here before.
Oh, not in that location necessarily, but, you know, just in other locations, where, because we own a lot of different restaurants with different names. And
I've never had any problems in any restaurants. Here. Do you remember what restaurant it was, like what state?
I'm trying to pull up the record here. It just shows that your face was detected, and it's like, do not accept credit cards or checks from this person. Here we go. It's coming up now. It says you're a known counterfeiter of cash.
I'm sorry, that's not me.
Oh, no, it says Rebecca Nicole, and it has your picture on here, and I can see on the camera that you're the same person.
Do you know what the place is called? Because I've never had anyone talk to me about that before.
Oh, I have to scroll down a little bit. Like, what are you eating there today?
I was getting a po' boy today.
Oh, you freaking weird vegetarian freak. Yeah, it looks like you're just going to have to leave, though. Like, did you start eating it yet?
Maybe they can. No, I have not eaten.
Okay, good. Good. They can save that and serve it to somebody else that's not a horrible, terrible customer that counterfeits. And
I'm sorry. I've never done that ever before. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It says on here you assaulted a waiter. You kicked the...
That is definitely not me. I'm sorry.
You kicked a cook in the nuts. Oh, it was McDonald's. McDonald's was the one that you were in.
We own the McDonald's. This is not me. I'm sorry. That's not me.
Oh, you've never been to a McDonald's?
I have been to a McDonald's, but I've never done anything like that. Do you know where it's located? What state they're saying that is?
They're in Louisiana. It says you used racial slurs and you tried to use.
I've never been to Louisiana. This is my first day here.
It says you used the bathroom and you left cum rags all over the floor.
See, I don't know what you're talking about. I literally have been here for less than half a day, and I've never been to a McDonald's here. I can leave if you'd like, but...
You've been in that restaurant for half a day? That's a long time to be sitting in a restaurant. What are you doing there for half a day?
I'm sorry, I really don't know what you're talking about. I just haven't been to a McDonald's here, but I will leave your restaurant if you'd like.
Well, wait a minute, don't leave yet. You threw a match in the French fry oil in the kitchen?
Okay.
Because you thought that would be... Oh, okay, yeah, it's that thing that makes her decide it's fake. It's not real. The chat room was just, like, scrolling by really fast with things to say that she did. Alright, gonna save her Twitter. She actually uses Twitter, so maybe she'll post something hilarious.
Daisy Dukes Express, can I help you?
Hey, that girl I just talked to, Rebecca.
Man, look at here, man. You don't need to call and bother anybody in here anymore, okay?
Okay, well, what?
Today right now was very unlikely, man, all right? Don't stop fucking calling here.
It was unlikely? I was just going to explain that it was a prank is all. Jeez. I bet she kicked him in the balls and, like, left the restaurant. Okay, so far we have a 10-minute show for the podcast feed. Hey, Uncle Grandpapa.
Hi, Brad.
What you doing?
Oh, just listening to your show.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for calling to let me know that.
I know. So you having a fun time failing at prank calls?
Yeah, that's all right. It's a fun show as far as failures of shows go.
Yeah, I know. I liked your church call or that comic book church guy the other day.
Ah, yeah, he was hilarious.
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous.
Do you think that one could be fake, though? Like, just could be a listener messing with me, pretending he's a comic book church guy?
I really have no idea, maybe.
It seems too perfect. I don't know.
He sounded real.
Yeah, he did.
He wasn't. I would have swore if I was faking it, but, you know.
Well, church people don't swear, so.
Yeah, so that means it wasn't fake. So you win that call.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to put it up on YouTube, because I felt it could be fake, but I don't know. It's probably not fake. I'm just being paranoid.
I don't know. I thought of a I might have thought of a way around your asterisk connecting with Skype problem.
Oh, hold my iPad up to the microphone.
Yeah, it actually does work pretty well.
I can't do that, though. That's crazy talk. I got your email about that.
Yeah. I mean, it does work. I mean, I was doing prank calls like that for a while, back when you were allowed to call the 411 for Bing or whatever.
Yeah. That's just not... That's too ghetto for me. You're a ghetto person.
I know. Fuck. So
I'm sorry, I don't mean to poo all over your idea. I just can't see me doing that.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Alright. I'll see you later, Brad.
Okay, I'm gonna call some more people now.
Okay, bye!
Here's a faux restaurant. That could be hilarious. The faux Vietnamese restaurant. Hi, could I page a customer who's in there right now?
Huh?
There's a customer in there. His name's Michael Weaver. Could I have him? Could he come to the phone?
Husband and wife, right?
He
named Michael, right?
Yeah, Michael Weaver has to come to the phone.
Are you now? Nobody in here, Michael.
Did you try everyone? Like, how many people are in there right now?
Not here.
How many people? How many customers?
We have like 2, 4, 6.
Six?
Ten. 12 people.
12 now? Okay. So yeah. Yell real loud. Be, hello, everyone. Your attention, please. Is there a Michael Weaver in the restaurant?
Hello. Hello. Everybody named Michael? No one.
Michael Weaver.
Not here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kidding. There's not really Michael there at all. I just wanted to see if he'd do it.
Nobody here.
Okay. Well, thank you for checking.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, she actually did what I said. That was crazy. I remember when Kirk Cameron was accidentally credited as Michael Weaver when he was on a television show. On that one television show. Never mind. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Okay, you know, because his name's Michael Seaver. They made a typo. You know, I'm making sense, right? VN is complaining that nobody ever calls him on my PBX line anymore. So here, let me go to phonelosers.org/TNI so I can get the phone number. I have a phone line set up in my house. It's a machine for hacking machines. My feet are resting on the machine right now. If you want to hack answering machines and do choose-your-own-adventure stories that are unfinished and will just lead to dead ends eventually because I'm unfinished with it, you should call this number. The phone number to call is 206-424-8422. If you go to the machine hacking section and go to machine number one, the ITT machine, it's a tape machine. And it'll start clicking a bunch, like during the show, and you can hear it click. But the important thing is that there's an option on there to be connected directly to the inn's house. So the inn can, talk to you. Welcome you to the botnet. Because the inn likes welcoming people to the botnet. Here, let's play this song real quick, so you can get an idea of who the inn is. And what it means to be welcomed to the botnet.
Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet is the slow, it makes Homer say. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet is the slow, it makes Homer say. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet is super slow, it makes Homer say. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet is super slow, it makes Homer say.
So that's Dean, and that's if you get a hold of him on PLA's T&I line, then ask him to sing that for you, and he will. With all the sound effects and the Homer clips, he'll sing it for you live. You know what? I may as well try this Rite Aid thing. Get them to put a sign on the blood pressure machine. Why not? Can't be any worse than everything else that's happened today. Hello?
Rite Aid Pharmacy, this is Erin, where we offer shingles shots all day, every day. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Rite Aid.
Yes.
It looks like the blood pressure machine in the store.
Uh-huh.
It has a virus on it. It's been infected with the heartbleed virus.
Okay, hold on just a moment,
and,
please.
Well, wait, why are you putting me on hold?
I'm going to have you speak with my manager.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can just talk to you. I just need someone to put a sign on the machine that says it's out of order.
Okay. Not a problem.
Well, do I have to talk to the manager still?
Hold on just one moment. Okay.
Okay. See, it's just going to be being put on hold. I'll be put on hold again while he makes the sign. It's probably the fake manager, though. You know, it's a Sunday manager.
Okay, no problem. We got it.
Hello?
We'll put out the sign, yeah.
Oh, well, the sign has to have a special code on it for when the technician comes in to fix it.
Oh, so what's the code?
Oh, well, basically, it just needs to say, the sign needs to say, do not use on the first line.
Do not use.
Uh-huh. Are you writing it on paper right now?
Yes.
Okay. And then the code is Cactus35.
Code?
Uh-huh.
Is like what?
Cactus35, C-A-C-T-U-S, 35.
C-A-C-Q as in question?
T like Tom.
Oh, C-A-C-T-U-S as in Sam.
Uh-huh, and then 35.
Yeah.
And then also, this is the important part. You have to write that it will kill you. Because there's a virus on the machine. If they use it, it could actually kill them. It'll squeeze their arm until it falls off. Like it's a virus that's hitting all of the Rite Aids. So
I will write, it will kill you.
Yes, right. It will kill you. Because that is very important that we have that written on the machine too.
It will kill you.
Yes. Do not use Cactus 35. It will kill you. Yeah, it will kill you.
Okay.
Okay,
I will write that.
Okay.
I'll put it right now.
Okay, and you're going to put it right...
Does it need to be printed?
Oh, if you could just write it in really big block letters and...
Yeah.
You know, just write it really big so everyone can see it.
Okay.
And it says, it will kill you.
It will kill you.
Yeah, because okay. It really will. I mean, it really will. That's why we have to take it... We have to let people know.
So I'm going to do it now. I just want to get off. I'm going to write it now in red and stick it there right away.
Red would be really good. Maybe you could put some shadows around it or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Score sign and all that, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Uh-huh. Goodbye. Well, that was easier than I expected. So this... Yeah, Palindrome wants me to have them send a picture. Maybe I can call the pharmacy in like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and say, hey, is that sign on there? Can you send a picture? Okay, the guy that sent this, he's like, I don't think he even gave me a name. Maybe I'll email him after the show. But he says, their pharmacy sucks ass. I hate them. Hence the request. If you do the call, I'll check. And I'll take a picture if there's a sign. So I did it. I don't know who sent that to me. Actually, why not? I'm going to check my email real quick and see if I can look up this request. No, he did not leave an email. The email thing is blank. So I just have to hope that he's listening. And he will take a picture and mail it to me. So... The request was from my mom, is the name on it. No email address. Okay, don't let me forget to call that back before the show ends. And the show is going to end, I don't know, any minute now. Hello, Sinks.
Hello, Brad.
Hey, it's Olga.
Yep. Or the, Olga, whatever.
The person whose name I could not remember on the video the other day. Because I'm dumb. Because you have so many names.
Yeah.
It's all
wow,
your...
it's like echoing.
It's your fault. What's echoing? I'm echoing?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's probably me because I screwed up.
Oh, maybe it's because I'm playing
music. It's all my fault.
Music.
Anyway.
Are you enjoying the show of Fail today?
Yes, I am. I'm just watching kitties.
Ah. Like cat sitting or something?
No, I'm on the webcam here. This webcam with all the black cats.
Oh, that's racist.
Yeah, I like the black ones. I don't like the white ones.
You're one of those girls, I get it.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend's half black, half white. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's enough from me.
Okay, thanks for all the information.
Yep.
And the cats and the racism and...
Have fun.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Olga sent me a cactus kitty a week or two ago. Graduation cactus kitty. You can see a picture of it by going to youtube.com/rbcp. It's the most amazing cactus kitty I've ever seen. I think a music break would probably be a good idea right about now. The song I played earlier was Mr. Spock by Nerf Herder, who are coming out with a new album soon, by the way, which is going to be amazing. But that was from Liz Darwin. She wanted to dedicate it to old geeks like her, because she's really old. Liz is really, really old. Oh my god, she's so old. But anyway, yeah, this is another one that somebody sent me. It's called Royal Telephone by Jimmy Little. It's really old sounding, like Liz. It's old like Liz. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to play a couple songs and look for some more things to call, and then I will be right back.
Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine.
It's church music.
I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for His very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. 'Tis a royal service built for one and all. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for His very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. There will be no charges, telephone is free. It is built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone to glory always answers just in time. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for His very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line.
Jesus.
Mike McDowell, my own TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Las Vegas, Nevada, getting a massive heat wave for the next 4 days, starting on Friday, June 6th, 2014. Then it's going to continue all the way up until Monday, June 9th, 2014. Temperatures will be around 41 degrees Celsius, which is around 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Then it's going up to 110 degrees Fahrenheit in Las Vegas, Nevada on Monday, June 9th, 2014. It's going to be extremely hot weather for Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to hit parts of Southern California and Arizona as well. It's going to be very hot and dry in Las Vegas, Nevada, because the center of high pressure system is going to be located in southwestern United States. That's going to bring a lot of heat in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the rest of Nevada as well. It's going to be extremely hot. It's going to be very hot and dry heat in the state of Nevada, including Las Vegas. It's also going to hit Arizona and Southern California as well. People in Las Vegas, Nevada, be prepared. Have your sunscreen ready. Have your hats ready and have your sunglasses ready. Drink a ton of water with ice cubes in it to keep you cool. And turn on your air conditioners and turn your air conditioners up to the maximum in Las Vegas, Nevada. And have your fans ready. And turn your air conditioners up to maximum in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be extremely hot when you go outside. Don't walk too far for people living in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Arizona and Southern California. It's going to be extremely hot and dry heat in Las Vegas, Nevada. Limit your outdoor activities such as running, jogging, running, and walking, and outdoor sports, since it's going to be extremely hot. Then
Frankie's definitely taking his own advice there. He limits his running and walking activities. Ba-dum-tsh.
Turn on your air conditioners in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be extremely hot for the next 4 days in Las Vegas, Nevada. Starting on Friday, June 6th, 2014. And we'll continue up to Monday, June 9th, 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada. The same heat wave will also hit Arizona and Southern California as well. It's going to be extremely hot and dry heat in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be very hot and dry. I want everybody in Las Vegas to drink a ton of water with ice cubes in it to keep you cool and hydrated. Turn on your air conditioners up to the maximum.
Charge your iPads. Charge your iPods.
Get in the swimming pools to get cooled off. In Las Vegas, Nevada, starting on Friday, June 6, 2014. Best luck to you. People in Las Vegas, Nevada, be prepared for extreme heat. Take care. Stay cool and stay safe. Don't get too hot. Be safe.
Thanks for the weather report, Frankie. So Frankie's like standing on the side of the road, a busy road, just screaming into his camera. And you notice people like yelling things and honking and stuff. Frankie just doesn't give a shit. Gotta love Frankie. But yeah, that's a weather report for this weekend. If you're in Las Vegas, limit your running and walking activities. I think it's about time to quit, but before I quit, I'm going to call this other place. What's the place? The pharmacy. I'm gonna call the pharmacy. And we're gonna find out most likely that they didn't put the sign on the machine. And take away all the funny on that.
Hello, you've reached your right number. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Oh, I should have gotten the pharmacy department. Darn it! Stupid me.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Rite Aid Pharmacy, where we have shingle vaccines. This is Rhiannon. Can you hold, please? I'm helping a patient.
Okay.
Thank you kindly.
Palindrome is encouraging me to lie to my podcast listeners, because they don't have to know that it doesn't work. I can just delete this call out of the podcast. Palindrome is a deceptive person. He's a liar, and a cheat, and a criminal, and a rapist, and a murderer. Shame on you, Palindrome, for suggesting I would lie to anyone. Cactus Smoke says he missed the entire show. Don't worry, Cactus Smoke, you didn't miss anything. This was an hour and a half of bullshit. Let me look at the dog stuff real quick. There are still no comments on any dog photos. Oh, Tom Johnson wrote sexy dogs 43 minutes ago on a photo. That's pretty much it. The reviews, there are no new reviews. The last one, most recent one, was Russell. Oh, well, nothing new on the Dogtown Care Center. Still on hold with Rite Aid. Have I mentioned lately how confused I am about the number of listeners on the podcast feed? Because, like, every show gets over 10,000 downloads. So I set up podcast tracking to find out if they're real downloads, and they apparently are. Like, half of them are unique IPs downloading. And even if half of those are robots, that's still, like, 2,500 downloads. So, like, the thousands and thousands of listeners of the show should go to phonelosers.org and leave a comment and prove to me that you're real. And I'm going to bet that I'm going to get, like, 3 comments of those thousands and thousands of people that are listening. Because somehow they're not real. So to do this, the thing I'm talking about, the stats, I used a podcast tracking thing. It's called Blueberry. And, you know, they say a certain number of, like, if I have enough downloads, which I do, I could sign up for their ad revenue thing where I would read commercials throughout the show to make money. I have no idea how much money, but I signed up for that, and I'm waiting to get approved. And if I get approved, I'm not going to seriously do that. I'm going to slander and defame whatever companies ask me to do spots. I'm going to just, you know, claim that their products gave me AIDS and syphilis and say horrible, horrible things about them and see how long I can keep that up before they kick me off of their network. Teehee, but they'll probably never approve me. It's been like 2 weeks now and they haven't approved me yet. I think they want me to do like customer surveys or something before they'll approve me, and I need 100 of them, and I don't want to bother you guys with that. But there's another similar service to that, and I'm going to try them too if Blueberry doesn't get back to me soon. It's the same deal. I would be reading commercials.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Is this the pharmacy?
Speaking, yes.
Oh, is this the manager that I talked to before about the sign on the machine?
Yes.
Okay, great. Did you get that sign up? They wanted me to call back and make sure, like, that the sign is on the machine.
What's your name?
My name is Greg from the corporate office with Rite Aid.
Greg?
Yep.
Greg, what's your last name?
Carson.
Carson?
Yep. Greg Carson.
Greg Carlson.
Yep, Carson. Not...
So which, yeah, like Carlson?
Yeah, Carlson.
So, yeah, what department in corporate do you work in?
I'm with the corporate office.
I know, which department?
Just, you know, the main department, the main corporate. We don't have departments like that. It's not like a store where we have, you know, cosmetics and pharmacy and all that.
No, no, what I'm saying is this like HR or maintenance or...
Oh, yeah, I'm in HR.
But
yeah, they wanted me to call and make sure you got that sign up on the machine.
So you guys open today on Sunday?
Yep, definitely open today. Not the entire corporate office, but this is kind of like an emergency thing with all the virus and the everything. So we wanted to call all the stores today. And
wow. Yeah, okay, so what's your callback number?
It would be 212.
212.
479.
479
7990. That's my direct extension.
7990.
Yep.
No extension?
Nope, no extension. That's the direct extension. Direct line.
Direct line.
I think Palindrome's okay. Right. I'm just going to delete this part out of the podcast version so people don't know.
Sorry?
So, did you put the sign up then?
No, as soon as I put the sign up, I'll call you back, okay?
As soon as you put it up? No, it has to be up immediately. You didn't put it up, like, right after we hung up last time? Because that's what I was calling for.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to write it up and design it and then put it there so that it will be eye-catchy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, with the shadow letters.
Yeah.
But you said you were writing it.
So I will call you back. I'll call you back as soon as I put it on.
But you said you were writing it when we were on the phone before.
Yeah, I was getting the information.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job. Bye.
So I will call you back. Let me work on it. I'll call you back.
Okay. Make sure it's pretty.
Can I call you back?
Yes. I'd love for you to call me back.
All right.
Lied to corporate. Okay, bye. See? I'm sure someone else made him suspicious. We can't put a sign on the blood pressure machine that says I'll kill you. Or it'll kill you. Should have just left it. Yeah, Bill Man, I was trying to get someone else at the store, but I guess he's just working in the pharmacy department. Oh well. Good way to end the show. This big show of fail. End it with the last fail of the day. There are still no tweets from those two people I talked to on Twitter. Nothing new from either of them, Rebecca or Robin. Oh, but there is an update. Breaking news, everyone. Rebecca's tweets are now protected. I can no longer see her tweets. She was the one from the restaurant, who did all those horrible things. So, the public is now completely denied of her tweets. And that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm sure I'll do another one at some point this coming week, another morning show, so be on the lookout for that. Make sure you're subscribed to the Facebook and the Twitter so that you get notified about it. Facebook.com/prankcallnation, Twitter.com/prankcallnation. Make sure you charge your iPads, charge your iPhones. Don't walk or run excessively if you're in the Las Vegas area. And I'll see you next time. Yes, drink fluids. Drink fluids, everyone.
Fucking easy. I'm a C64, I bump all the time with 8-bit beats, now it's time to rhyme. Busting out my balls with 4-9, 8-bit bitch. 8-bit bitch, you know that's me, MC Router from Leaky Beats. Send me your circuits, they're gonna get bent. I'll send you something nerdy like a rhyme torrent. Just need to be in a lyrical meditation. Think I'm going crazy, so I'm on medication. If you're down with wireless, you're down with me. The name's MC Router, I'm cable free. As red voice spills all over this beat, I stay so geek when I least speak. Try to turn me on, cause you have the power. Can you find the power button on MC Router? This time I'm sober, so you can thank the Lord. Got a pussing addiction when I'm chilling on the board. Got more beef than beef with happy chumps. Like Whitey would say, you're in the neck cord dumps. Ruiner pours, I'll shove you in a ditch. Cause I'm MC Router, I'm an 8-bit bitch. 8-bit.